Blog Talk Radio.
Gospel Radio, and I'm your host, Dr. Pastor Ken. Amen.
Well, let's open up with a prayer. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, we want to praise you together and to thank you with all our hearts for your goodness and your deliverance from our many needs. Accept our thanks and help us go on our way with ever joyful hearts. Make us ready for whatever you have prepared for us, your children. Bless us in our individual lives and bless us in our community. Let your spirit shed its rays into all places to comfort people's hearts and to restore and strengthen their faith. May your name be praised forevermore, and we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, we got a caller here right off the bat. Let's take it and see who we have. What's the 111? Oh, you're on there. Hello?
Yeah, that was a great song. I like that song. What's that called?
Fly to the Angels by Slaughter.
You should play more like that and not so much of that bullshit song.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you. Who do I
All right, I'm
going to
go back. I'm going to go back to masturbating. Good night.
Okay, good night. All right. Well, let's play some more music here to get us into tonight's message. Tonight's message is titled, Don't Neglect God's Salvation. And it's taken from Hebrews chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. So open your Bible to Hebrews chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. And we will begin a little bit after we have played some great gospel hip-hop. Amen. All right. Here we go. Be local. Here we go.
You sure you're in the right place, man?
God is trying to free us in these situations. And I want to trust the movie that God is teaching to me. The quicker you get delivered in
no
it,
compromise.
The
I'm from the hood, I did what I did, I went back and got on my pot. One man on me, nobody can hold me too big to fit on the roster. I know the Lord, I know an imposter, demons go screaming like an opera. We in the paint like Serge Ibaka, no limit like Silk the Shocker. They wanna act, get an Oscar. They heard I'm dropping a freestyle, man, you know they know it's a bop.
They know,
but this way more than a freestyle, man, I treat this book like a chopper.
Brr.
I'm just applying the pressure,
I do,
I let them do all the extra.
I did,
I used to sit in the church, but God turned me to a stepper.
Go.
UGK with his B.I.B. Cause I get the more and they get the lesser. I get the hate and I get the blessings. They get the Lord, I leave an impression. Go, go. I just keep pressing. Me and God too close for me to be stressing. Don't even look my direction.
Don't even look.
On my
job.
That's where I be.
That's where I be.
Oh my
God.
That's the alley.
That's the alley.
My head above the rim. I can't be scared of them.
Don't be scared of them.
You know I died to Christ. That's why I'm dead to them. They were dead when I fell, but did see the rest. They thought I gon' stay there.
They did.
And if I did, the way that I trust the Lord, he gon' make a way there.
Fact.
You gotta come out of the dirt. I came from the bottom, I didn't wanna lay there. The devil play dirty, I know that you heard me. Sucker, I don't wanna play there.
Bah.
I just press reset. Look for my wife like where she at. Gave her a ring from a big old check. And gave her my name with no regret. You got a name, but no respect. You mention the Lord, but not direct. You owe us a body where he at. I know the answer, don't get checked.
I did that.
Yeah, I got substance, man, this is a full course. Make a sandwich, I pass you the pulled pork. Devil mad and he pressed like it's full court. But I rise right above like I fought with Jordan. Let the blessings keep raining like Paul and Smorton. Man, I switch up the flow, I got all sorts. Cold with it in the winter, I got all sorts. They still sleeping on the kid, why they all snoring? Wait, why? Back on my grizzly, for the kingdom I'm busy, I'm working for show.
Working for show.
Man, I feel like Big Willie, I make him get jiggy, get down on the floor.
Down on the floor.
My favorite on Peter, they stuck in their fear. I hop out the boat.
How about the boat?
Got some pressure from prison, but I'm shifting the gears and I'm breaking up.
Breaking.
Yeah. I'm breaking the yoke, this ain't this joke, aiming this throat, all of this rights, I'ma revoke, sing my burdens, cast them on God, now we in school, passing the note, I got no words, he always on time, he ain't control, don't need a remote, 2021. We ain't even done, we have just begun. Working overtime till we see the sun. I mean, when Christ return, I'm talking kingdom come. And it's a gourmet meal. I don't budge when the Lord say stay still. In the pocket like bread to save to pay a bill. Man, I'm honest, I promise I'ma keep it real.
I can't afford to be giving out nothing for free. I got a family to feed. Now they look at me crazy like something that happened to me. I started rapping on beats as a hobby. Play tracks with some friends, they was laughing at me. Look at me now, I be bagging these beats. I get paid for the feature, trying to stack up some cheese. Son of a reverend, I'm not diggy. Every step that I take, I know God with me. I make bops all the time, but I'm not diggy. Then I stay on the road, ain't no stopping me. I was joking, but I'm not kidding. When it's all said and done, I be top five. A lot of folks look me over, but God pick me. Tomato, tomato, it is what you make it. A B.O.T. ain't complete without some bacon. I beat the beat up until they see embrace. You throw me the ball, that's a TD, no jakes. Ain't got no time for no break. Having these checks, I'm like Tony, I skate. You say you hungry and needed some substance. I tell you, don't worry, just pass me your plate. Let's go.
I just came back like I'm Jesus. This is a pledge of allegiance. Had to see it to receive it. Lifestyle against speechless. Even if we got agreements, still be pledging allegiance. Still be pledging allegiance. Handle my heart like I got trouble breathing. Handle the bread on my plate, I'm a deacon. Run with the force, you can see in the creases. Mama just saw me rap on BET. The saw we was watching, we off BBT. Had to get hot, so I dodged the degrees. Walk a mile in my jeans, it's not what it seems. Homeless supported, I sing on the corner when I was a junior to make me a band. Not supposed to be where I'm at, but I'm right where I'm supposed to be. Yeah, this all part of the plan. Relations divided by dollars. We got our strikes, cause we keeping it solid. It's not by a thread to know that I'm him. I carry VA with me, know I'm a gem. Yeah, they never believe this, but it's full course, four seasons. I just came back like I'm Jesus. This is a pledge of allegiance. Had to see it to receive it. Lifestyle getting speechless. Even if we got agreements,
yeah, still be pledging allegiance. Here we go. One nation under God, that's on God. I know he gon' provide with a nod. Preach on a big mic, I'm not tired. Catching a big fish, better ride. Came out the water, I'm alive. Kicking that mic alone, still I ride. Straight out the corner, X minimize. I want all kind of bits for the guys. Sit out the way, I do not want a felly. Calling my children, collect on the celly. Came from the kitchen, no food on my belly. We had no AC, I turn on some Nelly. I get a shot, I'ma shoot with no hezzy. I know they banking on me like I'm Desi. Lift up the city and prayers too heavy. Took off the T, put the cross on the Chevy. I used to drip and be broke like a Now I fight fight demons like I am 11. You see no stranger when you get to heaven. Jesus come back, it's a rap like a studio session. We ain't gonna learn your lessons. We ain't gonna sing confessions. Why you don't count your blessings?
I swear they never believe us, but it's full course, four seasons. I just came back like I'm Jesus. This is a pledge of allegiance. Had to see it to receive it. Lifestyle getting speechless. Even if we got agreements, still be pledging allegiance. Still be pledging allegiance.
Had to go next, I rip on the feature. Say they ain't much, so you know I'ma brief them. Know I'ma say what I see like Ezekiel. I'm still the future, the prophet, the Hebrew. It's a hit, run it back like the sequel. I'm in the trench talking rap with the people. Thought I would freak on my name like the Beatles. We the top seven, huh? I'm finna reach you. Hello? I'm a vessel, she like me, I'm special. I told her we both in the work on our patience. I needed time to get back to the basics. Put on off white, baby, these are not ASICs. I'm getting dressed with more cheese than a Caesar. Up 20 bands, I put 5 in the savings. I'm slinging rock, get them dropped like I'm David. I cut the paper with scissors to bait them. Yeah. The style is never debated. It's more official to say you got stripes. It's more attention than lying about your phases. You get a kick out of reading the hype. I made a hit out of trying to persuade them. It was safe when I covered my bases. Not from Atlanta, but I'm still the bravest.
But it's full course, four seasons. I just came back like I'm Jesus. This is a pledge of allegiance. Had to see it to receive it. Lifestyle getting speechless. Even if we got agreements, still be pledging allegiance. Still be pledging a...
100.
We take you to the Hotel Martinet in Brooklyn, where Bobby Millett and his orchestra are offering a program of dance music.
Time. All of you, none of me.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Oh, baby, baby. Started out bad, but look how it turned out.
Yeah, it's a habit, more like a passion. The peer gave me the rock, you know I passed it. They told me I'm the light, that's why I'm flashing. Man, they be cool with the night, they so glad it. Smile on my face, trying to cover up a broken heart. Condemnation, alcohol, and an open sore. I stay faithful in the storm, that's why he opened doors. And man, I pray when they ain't watching. Michael Kors, mom told me everybody ain't your friend. Just you a male, they don't make you a man. I wanna make a product and the best that I can. And when I get rich, I'ma buy you some land. Look, I just wanna make music for the soul. And when they hear, get to pulling on their soul. Man, we came, we was chose on that real thin road. Pride coming for the fall, that's why I'm humble to the floor. Let's go.
Ooh, baby, baby. Hey. Started out bad, but look how it turned out. It was you, baby, baby. Made your bed, now you gotta lay down. Hey. Ooh, baby. I got a bar, I got plans. Give him the best I can. Give him the best.
Love is amazing. Yeah. Three kids, count on me, that's motivation. If it's good, it'll last, and I heard that it's worth the waiting. So I wait till he say, then I get it, no hesitation. Why she left this year? Went through some things, ain't expect. But from here on out, I'm dressed to kill. Say they down, but I just don't trust. That's how they feel, when the pain get long, they cut. I call them shears, I've been blessed with some friends I can truly call brothers. Blessed to withstand the pain and the struggle, persevere, saying if it don't kill you, it make you tougher. If you want it, go get it. These folks won't give you nothing, mom's on her own. She did the best that she can, but she left it up to God to turn a boy into a man. And my pop wasn't there, but they ain't really see a difference. Always had to do without, check the straps in the kitchen. Miss.
Oh baby, baby.
Yeah.
Started out bad, but look how it turned out.
Turned
it was
out
you,
good,
baby. Baby. Made your bed, now you gotta lay down. Ooh, baby.
I
got a bow, I got plans. Give him the best I can. Give him the best I can.
And I wish my knowledge could match my heart. Cause what's the use of confession if you don't believe? Back to my knees, down on my knees. I done seen rock bottom, been hit with some blows. Had to win, knocked out them in the midst of the struggle. Had some doubts, but at the same time, victory and shouts. Hope for picket fence, two cars with the spouse. Hope for two parents stick together in the house. But them hopes went away with the clouds. Told my daughter, mom and dad split. She still hurt even now. And P been gone, got me kinda tripping out. Even lost his soul now, will he find his way out? Oh no, but I'm praying for you, yeah. You gotta know I'm praying for you. But life goes on, and the hypes will come. But I swear I feel at home when the fight goes on, okay.
Ooh baby, baby.
best I can. Give him the best I can. Woo! You hear that? You hear that? You hear that? Sheesh! Treading on the head of my enemies. I'm falling, look down, I don't see them cause they under
you hear
me.
That?
Hold up, wait a minute before you come
you
for
hear
me.
That?
You must ain't heard about who I got is my company.
You hear that?
And nah, I ain't cocky, I'm just confident.
Sheesh.
And nah, I ain't cocky, I'm just confident.
Hey,
and nah, I ain't cocky, I'm just confident. I'ma go and get it and thank God for my company.
Super solid foundation, my father's house I reside.
You
want it, then come try it. I'm David to my Goliath.
Take the one who really sent me, you little fraud. No weapon is formed, it's never gonna prosper, you better believe me. Just a little bit of fake got me moving these mountains like telekinesis. I know the truth, I know what it do, so keep it legit. My God is great, why would I degrade instead of a decent? I'm confident, I'm not an informant, I don't be conforming. SSI, I'm under pressure right now, but peep my performance.
Cause if God be for me,
yeah, you know the rest.
You know
and you
rest.
Know that he is, so yeah, you know I'm blessed. Hold up, wait a minute before you come
you
for me. You must ain't heard about who I got is my company.
You
and nah, I ain't cocky, I'm just confident.
Sheesh.
And nah, I ain't cocky, I'm just confident.
Hey,
and nah, I ain't cocky, I'm just confident.
Yeah,
I'ma go and get it and thank God for my accomplishment.
Enemies don't really get a say so. Christ winning in my living every day, so we crying and worrying, he dying and burning. Already moving all the problems out the way, so when we have a situation, are we fighting with temptation? We just look to the hill, stand on the rock, he's the rock of our salvation. Purpose. This light makes all darkness nervous. This light shines all in God's servants. This light is my life. It's perfect. This light leads me to my purpose. This light gives me strength to murk. Any kind of spiritual wickedness, principality, sickness, trying to get in and weaken the mind of me. Give it to what?
What?
When? Where? Why? Whom shall I bear?
Shall
my
I bear?
God is so amazing. Tell me who can compare?
Compare.
His son, we can see the moon from right here.
From right
and
here.
All he's done, he did it for you because he cares.
Cares?
Cares? Cast them on him as you move forward. Never look down. Always, always look forward toward the prize of your calling, and make sure that you're all in, and your confidence in Jesus will have every giant falling.
Better tell them. Treading on the head of my enemies, the phone look down, I don't see them cut they under
me.
Hold up, wait a minute before you come
you
for me. You must ain't heard about who I got is my company.
You
and nah, I ain't cocky, I'm just confident. And nah, I ain't cocky, I'm just confident. And nah, I ain't cocky, I'm just confident. I'ma go and get it and thank God for my.
I met the father of the son, he told me the summer's mine. Send me Casa, it's a Casa boy, you gon' be just fine. I ain't never get that Benz that I used to rap about. And my son going through Pampers like they going out of style. But I'm good, I'm Gucci, cause the Dachi hit me up. Said him and his family cool, and I think that that's enough. I make a toast to the haters, why you wanna hate us? Cause all I wanna do is serve the Lord and make a banger. We sitting on meals, I'm only sitting on bills. And gas prices ain't going down in the field. But hey, what can I say? It's a pretty day. I buy a honey bun and throw about 10 in the tank. Lift the corners in the whip, wipe the crumbs off my lips. And I'm riding around trying to see how far I can get. I ain't got everything, but that's okay with me. Cause bruh, something in my heart say this what I'm supposed to be. I'm good.
I ain't got platinum yet, but my mama think I made it. Everything the Lord gave me, I can share it with my homies. So feeling good, feeling great. Yeah, I'm feeling good, feeling great. I'll turn down a million if you won't let me raise my babies. I don't think money is everything. You can call me crazy, but feeling good, feeling great. Feeling good, feeling great. I'm straight, I'm good. Ain't got no 20s but riding in my hood. I told my granny before she died I will survive. And I will make all good decisions, but at least I'm gonna try. She said just leave it in the hands of God. And time to draw, stack some paper, try to leave it to the side. I said alright, just for all y'all that ain't figured it out yet. But you cool with letting
in the Lord potted like that. We going past the sky, even if they pass us by. And the wise think we blind, can't see past the lie. Well, I be a fool to the Lord call. Cause the know-it-alls, I don't think they know it all. I'm eating tired with Marco, he telling me his dreams. We both barely broke, wouldn't trade it for a thing. Cause we know when it's over there'll be much more. But the question is, what's your life for?
I ain't wearing platinum yet, but my mama think I made it. Everything the Lord gave me, I can share it with my homies. So feeling good, feeling great. Yeah, I'm feeling good, feeling great. I'll turn down a milli if you won't let me raise my babies. I don't think money is everything. You can call me crazy, but I'm feeling good, feeling great.
It's y'all,
keep up.
Hey, how you doing? Man, nothing to complain about. Just the average day where I can say that I made it out. A black man with a good job and a fine spouse. Couple genius kids, I'm fortunate to have a nice house. I didn't climb out the crab bucket. Where if they find out you grind out, they sit you down like time out. I'm an anomaly rare and a sight to see. I passed jail to get to Tennessee, but no monopoly. Honestly, no credit to me being 100. My goal was to play the villain, surely I would've won it. Surely I was a buster, I ain't exaggerating. You may think that I'm joshing, but I would've gave you Nathan. CG and lazy, only God could've changed. Yeah, feeling better now, cause I ain't carrying the same tag. Earth is not my home, and God, he made my day good. I was like, use plastic spoons, I would've stayed.
You know it, keep up. I think I made it. Everything the Lord gave me, I can share it with my homies. So feeling good, feeling great. Good, I'll turn down a milli if you won't let me raise my babies. I don't think money is everything. You can call me crazy, but I'm feeling good, feeling great. Yeah, I'm feeling good, feeling great.
The message for tonight before I played the music. But for those of you just joining me, please open your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1 through 4. And tonight's message is don't neglect God's salvation. So open your Bibles to Hebrews 2. When you hear the word drift, what comes to your mind? If you grew up in an area of a country where cold winters, you may think about snow drifts. If you're into NASCAR, you may think about race cars intentionally skidding to navigate a tight turn that's called drifting. If you're a pilot, you might think about a wind drift, how the wind affects your aircraft in flight. If you didn't sleep much last night, in a few minutes, you might be drifting off to sleep. The word drift can mean many things, if you catch my drift. But in our text today, we're going to see that there is a kind of drifting that is very dangerous. Look at Hebrews chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. In the book of Hebrews, there are five warning passages. This is the first. The writer of Hebrews warns his readers from slowly drifting away from God, drifting away from his word, and drifting away from good news of Jesus Christ. This kind of drifting is dangerous, destructive, and difficult to watch when it's happening to someone you love. One of my favorite actors is Tom Hanks. He's incredible. Did you see his movie Castaway? He plays a FedEx employee named Chuck who is stranded on a deserted island. Chuck is so lonely he makes friends with a volleyball he names Wilson. Wilson is his constant companion. When Chuck is trying to make his big escape from the island, his raft crashes into a huge wave, and unbeknownst to Chuck, Wilson falls off. When everything settles down, Chuck realizes Wilson is gone and sees him bobbing in the waves in the distance. The current keeps taking Wilson farther and farther away. And even soon, Chuck realizes his volleyball friend cannot be rescued. If you've seen the movie, you know it's an intense moment when Chuck is constantly screaming, "Wilson, Wilson, I'm sorry, Wilson," and he breaks down weeping. Tom Hanks is a pretty good actor. What do you think he can make you cry over a loss? Volleyball. But you know what? There are thousands of critics who are like Wilson. They have been slowly drifting away from a place of great joy, passion, and service for the Lord. We all know people who at one time were faithful, fervent servants of the Lord, who have just drifted away from the Lord. That may be you today. Drifting is something that happens slowly and subtle. It's always imperceptible, okay, that it's happening. But one day you wake up and realize that you're a long way from where you used to be. But here's the bottom line, truth about spiritual drifting. You never drift towards holiness. You drift towards ungodliness. You never drift into faithfulness. You drift towards faithlessness. You never drift towards obedience. You drift towards disobedience. You never drift deeper into the gospel. You drift farther and farther from its grips. As we're going to see, the writer of Hebrews is going to warn both believers and non-believers about the danger and destruction of spiritual drifting. I've broken this passage into three chunks to help us understand this warning a little better. We're going to look at the contents of the warning, and then its causes of the warning. Therefore, we must pay the most careful attention, therefore, to what we have heard. See that the word, therefore, it's a word of application. It means, based on everything I've just told you, this is what you need to consider, or this is how you must respond. He's pointing back to what is already written, what the chapter 1 all about. We spent 3 weeks talking about it. It's all about the supremacy and superiority of Jesus Christ over the aspect of Judaism. The writer reminded us, his readers, that God has spoken many times and in many ways to man. But his last word, the most authoritative word, came through his son Jesus. He argued that we should listen to him and love him because he is the Son, is the radiance of eternal God. The Son is the visible manifestation of the invisible God. The Son is the one who created the whole universe and today holds it all together with the word of his power. It is the Son, Jesus Christ, who now sits at the right hand of the Father, to whom everything belongs. The Son of God is greater than all the prophets of God who came before him. They certainly delivered an important message from God, but Jesus is God who came with a message. The writer even showed from the Old Testament how Jesus is greater than all the angels, and magnificent as they are, because it was the Son of God who created the angels of God. The reason for this vivid reminder of the identity of Jesus was because the Jewish believers had begun to drift away from the truth of Christian faith. They had heard and believed the good news of Jesus, that he fulfilled the law of God with his perfect life, that he voluntarily gave his life as a sacrificial atoning death for their sin, and he rose victoriously from the grave, proving that he was God in the flesh and had defeated sin, death, and the devil. But they were struggling in life. They were going through some tough times of persecution from both the Roman government and from fellow Jews who had rejected Jesus as the promised Messiah and stayed within Judaism. To find some solace from their suffering, these Jewish believers were tempted to give up their faith in Christ and go back to the more familiar and more comfortable rules and regulations of the former religion of Judaism. As the writer of Hebrews says, "Are you kidding me? How could you ever consider going back when you already have something and someone was so much superior?" The first time they heard the gospel, it was revolutionary. Saved by grace? Wow, that's amazing. You mean I don't have to observe the Sabbath rules and the dietary laws? You mean I no longer have to go to the temple and have an animal sacrifice for my sin? You mean I can go straight into the presence of God and worship and prayer and no longer go through a human priest? That's wonderful news. That's amazing news. But the more they heard, the less amazing it seemed and less it gripped their hearts. That can happen to Christians today, can't it? You've heard the gospel of grace so many times that it has lost its sense of wonder and amazement. It's like the first time you drive, you are thrilled and excited. You feel so free and grown up. You notice every car, every sign, every horn honking at you for messing up. But after you've driven hundreds of times, it's lost your wonder, appreciation, and your attention. Now you're upset with gas prices, traffic, and other dumb drivers. Now you can drive for days, and it registers no thrill or gratitude or appreciation within you. It's old hat. It's no longer a privilege. It's just part of the routine. Unfortunately, that's how we get with our relationship with Christ and His Word. What used to be captivating is now barely interesting. In the book of James, we are warned about the dangers of being hearers of the Word, but not doers of the Word. The Bible becomes a buffet where you pick and choose what you want to believe and how you allow it to impact your behavior. That's what these Jewish believers were experiencing. You might say when it came to Jesus and His glorious truth, the thrill was gone. The passion was gone. They were looking to something else outside of Christ, outside of the gospel to bring them joy, hope, peace, and contentment. That's the context of this warning. Now let's look at the content of the warning itself. We must pay the most careful attention, therefore, to what we have heard, so that we do not drift away. Two phrases to understand with this warning, both are nautical terms. They have to do with sailing. One is the action, the other is the result. Pay the most careful attention, proceed to tie up your boat into the harbor. You want that boat to stay right there. So you focus carefully and attentively on fastening it to the dock in the harbor. What if you don't take the time to tie your boat down securely? What will that boat probably do? It will drift away. Yes, drift away, Pirato. It doesn't happen quickly. The boat doesn't suddenly speed away. It just lazily and casually drifts away from the dock and out of the harbor and out of sight into the sea. The writer of Hebrews is warning believers that if we don't constantly and attentively attach ourselves and secure ourselves to the good news of the gospel and the truth of God's word, we will slowly but surely drift away from it. You've been a Christian for very long at all. You know spiritual drifting is a consistent threat to your walk with God. You know how easy it is to lose spiritual focus and fervor, right? I have known very few Christians who have intentionally decided to stray away and drift from God. But I know hundreds who have intentionally done so. What happened? They lost focus. They failed to pay careful attention to the daily disciplines of prayer, Bible study, and personal worship. They got distracted and focused on a multitude of other things in life. And before they knew it, they had drifted far away. It didn't happen overnight or even in a week or two, but gradually over time, there was a noticeable distance between them and God. Have you been there? Maybe that's you today. You don't feel as close and connected to the Word of God or the ways of God or the mission of God like you once did. Here's the reality. The longer you allow yourself to drift and farther away you drift, the harder it is to find your way back. It wasn't that Christians set out for that to happen. It's not intentional. It was due to neglect. How shall we escape if we ignore so great a salvation? Some of your Bibles say neglect. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? These Jewish Christians were on the verge of rejecting the gospel and going back to Judaism. But they didn't move directly from receiving Jesus to rejecting Jesus. No, they had gotten to the point of considering rejecting Jesus and the gospel because they had allowed themselves to neglect and ignore tying up the truth every day. Most of us in here have probably sung the old hymn, Come Out Thou Fount. The words say, Come Thou Fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Dreams of mercy never ceasing, call for the songs of love's praise. The third verse always gets me. It says, prone to wonder, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. What it's referring to is spiritual drift. You may know the words of the song, but do not know the story of the man who wrote these words. The writer of Come Thou Fount was a British Baptist pastor named Robert Robertson. He penned those words at the age of 22 in 1757. He had been converted under the preaching of George Whitefield. At the age of 26, he became the pastor of Stony York Baptist Chapel in Cambridge. He preached salvation through Jesus Christ alone, and the church grew to over 1,000. But after a few years, Robert started drifting away and heard. A liberal Unitarian professor challenged his belief in the Bible. Robert literally filled the words of the song, prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. In a letter to friends, he indicated he had embraced Unitarian doctrine and no longer believed Jesus was God. He stopped reading or preaching the Bible, and the church began to decline. Over several years, he lost the joy of his salvation and struggled in the ministry. He was miserable. According to the Bible scholar Warren Worsby, one day Robert was traveling in a stagecoach from Cambridge to London, and a young lady was reading a book. She turned to Robert and said, "Sir, this is a wonderful hymn. Do you know it?" He recognized it as Come Thou Fount. He broke down and confessed that he had written the words of the hymn as a young man. But now he felt he had wandered from God. The young lady said, "But as you wrote, God screams of mercy or never ceasing." And through her encouragement, Robert was restored to the Lord and rediscovered the joy of his salvation. He started believing and preaching the Bible again, and he faithfully served the Lord until he died at the age of 55. So what happened? He put his attention back on what he first heard and believed. He tied and attached himself once again to the good news of the gospel and the truth of scripture, and the Lord stirred his heart again. That's what the writer of Hebrews is wanting these drifting Jewish believers to do. Go back to what you first heard about the glorious gospel and give it your undivided attention. So let me say a word to those of you who are not Christian yet. You've heard the truth of the gospel, and maybe you even believe all the facts of the gospel. You just have committed yourself to Christ. And maybe you've said, you know, one of these days I'm going to make a commitment to Christ. One of those days I'm going to get serious about spiritual things, but not today. Listen, you are ignoring or neglecting a great salvation by falling to tie up your spiritual boat to the harbor of Christ. Most people don't reject the gospel. They simply neglect the gospel over and over and over again until it's too late. Jesus even illustrated that this in a parable. He told in Matthew 22. In Matthew chapter 22, verses 1 to 6, Jesus spoke to them again in a parable, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a king who prepared a wedding banquet for his son. He sent his servants to those who had been invited to the banquet to tell them to come, but they refused to come. And he sent some more servants and tell those who had been invited that I prepared for my dinner. My oxen and fatted cattle have been butchered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet." They paid no attention and went off to one to his field and another to business. Then the rest seized his servants and mistreated them and killed them. You see, the situation here, a king says, "I'm going to have a big celebration for my son," and he sends out invitations, but no RSVs come in. He sends out people to invite, but no one comes. They are busy with their own lives. He sends out more servants with more invitations, but no one responds. A few get so annoyed that they kill the ones who invited him to come. It doesn't take a Bible scholar to see what Jesus is saying here. God is the king who has invited everyone to the celebration of his son. God first sent out prophets to invite people to the celebration. People ignored it. Then he sent out more prophets, and people neglected it. Then he sent his own son, if you got so angry, they killed him. But if you notice, most people didn't have an angry reaction to God's invitation. They were just too busy, too distracted by other things in life to accept the invitation. Most people don't just flat out reject the gospel. They simply neglect or ignore God's invitation over and over again until it's too late. No decision for Christ and his gospel is a decision, isn't it? So can you hear the content of this warning? It's serious importance. So what are the causes and reasons for this warning? There are three. The severity of God's judgment. For since the message spoken to the angels was binding, and every violation and disobedience receives its just punishment, how shall we escape if we ignore so great a salvation? Remember, these Jews were considered going back to Judaism and living under the law. The law wasn't just the Ten Commandments. It had over 600 rules to follow. What you ate, what you wore, how you worshipped, it was tough. You couldn't selectively decide the parts you would or wouldn't obey. Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 26, curses anyone who does not uphold the words of the law by carrying them out. Then all the people shall say, Amen. In James chapter 2, verse 10, whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles in one point, he has become guilty of all. The point of the law of God wasn't to obey it, to be saved, but to show how you couldn't follow it and how much you needed the grace and mercy of God. They were considering going back to the strict rules and regulations, and he says, don't. You remember how severe the punishment was for those who did not follow and live out every single command. Every law of God had an exact punishment for disobeying it. Ultimately, if you didn't follow all of it perfectly, you were guilty completely. So Jesus isn't just our substitute on a cross. He's our substitute in living perfect life. He lived the life we could never live. He fulfilled the law perfectly. Then he died on the cross sacrificially. Then he rose from the dead victoriously. The writer here is saying, if you think God was strict when people neglected or rejected his law, what do you think he will do to those who neglect or reject his son? The salvation which is first announced by the Lord was confirmed us by those who heard him. God also testified to it by signs, wonders, and various miracles, and by the gifts of the Holy Spirit distributed according to his will. It is one thing to get a message from God and ignore it, but it's quite another to have God come with a message and ignore it, right? Who came preaching the gospel's message? Jesus, God in the flesh. They were going to ignore the gospel message of Jesus to go back to Judaism. A message delivered by prophets. Judaism wasn't incorrect. It was just incomplete. The prophets, the sacrificial systems, and the other aspects of Judaism were simple signs of pointing to what they really needed. The real thing, Jesus. You don't worship the signs. You worship what the signs are pointing to. Imagine you're driving out in the middle of nowhere. Gas gauge on empty, panic sets in. You see a sign, gas 10 miles ahead. You feel a little bit better. Then another sign, gas 5 miles ahead. You feel much better. Then one more sign, say 1 mile ahead. You think you're going to make it. Finally, you get to the gas station. You sit in your car, but then you think this is good. But you know, I still love the feeling I had when I first saw the sign. I think I'll go back and sit under that sign. That would be dumb because you sit there all day long and you're not getting the gas. The sign can't provide the gas. It can only point to where you can get the gas. Or maybe you're sitting at the gas station having barely blimped in and you think, I wonder if there's another gas station up the road that is cheaper gas. So you set out in the middle of nowhere looking for cheaper gas, and you end up getting gas out far away, you can't get back. That's what the writer of Hebrews is saying. Why would you hang onto the signs and messages of prophets and sacrificial system? There is not a salvation in those things. They only point to the real gospel message that was delivered personally and proven true miraculously by God himself in Jesus Christ. Well, why would you, having heard the message of Christ, why would you go out and find another religion that might meet your need? No, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through me. Jesus is not one way to God. He's the only way to God. The warning is given because of the severity of God's judgment, the dependability of God's message, and lastly, because of how should we escape if we ignore us so great a salvation? God has provided a way to escape his judgment. It's not one of many ways. It's the only way. It's the salvation Christ died to provide to you and me. So why is this salvation so great? There's three aspects. Cost. It is free. Remember, he said those who inherit salvation, he doesn't say those who work for salvation. Salvation is a gift of God. If you had to work for your salvation, how would you ever know you had worked enough to earn it? Revelation chapter 22, verse 17, the Spirit and the Bride say, come. And let the one who hears say, come. Let the one who is thirsty come. And let the one who wishes to take a free gift of water of life. Boundaries. It's for everyone. In John chapter 11, 25, Jesus told her, I am the resurrection and life, and anyone who believes in me will live even after dying. In Romans chapter 10, verse 13, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Restrictions. It covers all sin. Colossians chapter 2, verse 13, when you were dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins. There's a gruesome show on Netflix about Jeffrey Dahmer. I've heard enough about it to never want to see it. Dahmer was a convicted killer who cannibalized his victims. Author Max Lucado writes an interesting word about Dahmer in his book, The Grip of Grace. With his tongue firmly in his cheek, he wrote, you know what bothers me most about convicted murderers? Jeffrey Dahmer, the man responsible for murdering, dismembering, cannibalizing dozens of men. The man who kept human heads in his refrigerator and hoarded human hearts for himself. The thing that bugs me the most about Jeffrey Dahmer is that his heinous acts was his salvation while in prison before being murdered by an inmate, Jeffrey Dahmer, who trusted in Jesus Christ as a savior. And immediately he had his sins forgiven. And now he is the same. He is in the same heaven that one day you and I will enjoy. That's a tribute not to the greatness of Jeffrey Dahmer, but to the goodness of God, who offers you so much grace that it covers the vilest of sins. So let me ask you, if today you neglect and reject such a great salvation, what is your plan to escape the certain and severe judgment? Amen. I hope you got something for today's sermon. Amen. Amen. Well, if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, you got a chance to do so tonight. All you have to do is simply say this simple prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry would like to welcome you into the family of God. We'd like to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. And if you said that prayer, we would like you to call in the area code 657-383-1487. Yes, we would like you to call in to area code 657-383-1487. Press the 1 key, and when you do so, I will bring you on. And you can tell the world that you accept the world, you accept the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior tonight. Amen. 101, you're on here.
Can I answer the phone?
Is it what?
I don't care about your fucking cigarettes. I don't smoke. I don't care. You make your own cigarettes. Good. Why don't you light them and stick them up your fucking ass?
Okay, that's a recording of Tony Gaga. All right. Talking about cigarettes. It was a recording of Tony Gaga. It wasn't Tony Gaga himself. Amen. So anyway. Let's play some more music here. Amen. All righty.
See, they talking about a team, what? I'ma talk about T, no, yeah. Leading the culture like Brian T, see the whole team strong,
yeah.
Worst came, Monica.
Monica,
and from the beginning, ain't one. Boy, man, be whoa, cause that dude started game one. Wait a minute, there's a new generation, it don't matter where you stay in. Whether you in 50 states or another country, global domination. It started in the house, Potiphar, talking about his great five. I know that we gotta be wrong, just to get the strength to stay right. Remember we took triple nails, plus resurrected 3 days. Jay had to be for real, cause he X'd out all his sins ways. Said to me, son arise, I've cleansed you from A to Z. I've given you a tailor-made purpose, like a mind to get the victory.
AMF flex, gatekeepers in Texas. King Jesus who we reppin' in every day till we step in. KMF flex, gatekeepers in Texas. King Jesus who we reppin' in every day till we step in. Woo!
So when I think about my hope, not getting wrapped up for folks to rise and to be a real life. Jesus, the second Adam heading eight steps toward the finish line. And there is a message of the Messiah up in the music. Focus like Henry on my brother Johnny when we use it. We just some young saints in the hood, rising up like a phoenix. His word is a part of me, man. Jesus is my double healing. Christ in my DNA, you would've thought we was Siamese. Anointed fighters that get it in, and we battle on our knees. Boys wanna test realness, but Jah is real as real gifts. They might call us ejects, but the world gon' see how we flex. Faith body like a rhino, breaking through the walls of Jericho. Get to worshiping like I need no Holy Spirit, mi amigo, bro.
KML flex, gatekeepers in Texas. King Jesus who we reppin' in every day till we step in. KML flex, gatekeepers in Texas. King Jesus who we reppin' in every day till we step in. Woo.
Hey, edification, help you to honor thy brother. Help you go stronger, my brother. I promise to be there for all of my brothers. And representation, faces of all different colors. And let all creation rejoice and make noise for the Father that loves. They killing my flesh, so sick of my flesh. Sin of my flesh, I don't live in my flesh. 24-7, the minute of flesh. I'm led by the Spirit, cause he for the Spirit. Get rest of the Spirit, glory to God who refreshes the Spirit. Hey, this kingdom music, it's more than just music. Me and my shooter, we true hallelujahs. We run through with shooters, they you confused.
got part of your possum. Hey, shout out to both of my Lalo and all of my bosses. Why bless you, kind of, we preaching the gospel. Don't believe me, well, homie, then look around. You can witness out me and my put it down. Hey, homie, good looking, I'd open up them and I hit up your hood and smile. And tell them about God's love. You know that it's all love. Hey, holy, we rolling, we rolling, we holding, yeah, that's what they call love.
KMF Flex, gatekeepers in Texas. King Jesus, who we reppin' in every day till we steppin'. KMF Flex, gatekeepers in Texas. King Jesus, who we reppin' in every day till we steppin'. Woo!
It's your boy B-Less.
God is good.
What up? It's your boy Kadis, man.
This your boy Sean T. Johnson. Welcome to the squad, GS.
Welcome to the team.
Welcome to the team, GS.
We just want to welcome the homie GS to the team. Die Daily, baby. Let's get it.
GS, Die Daily. No compromise. And just in case you didn't know, I'm doing
I walk with the same swag. At 21, I was a savage. I pray for a Haitian traffic. You thinking I'm lying and matching? I gotta aid, no magic. Don't know if I'm saved, just ask me. You wanna talk God, just at me. Sneak this in the Lord, it's tacky. I got a chick that's righteous. Something like a chick that's ratchet. Too fly to carry on like baggage. God gave me this present, I'm rapping. I walk in the church with hatted. A three-piece suit, sagging. I had to upgrade the fashion. The hat and the shoes is matching.
I promise I'm just playing.
I pray for the homie to get out of jail. He got out and stayed out. I told him if he had a faith, the Lord is the way and he'll make a way out.
He did.
Get disciple, make disciples, homie. This is the layout. God made it his business to make me his business and we told the devil to stay out.
Bye.
I've been on my duty.
Grinding.
They think I'm Jamaican.
I'm not.
I took a hiatus and went on vacation. They think I retired. Amazing.
Say what?
I came back busting, killing these beats. I am on fire, blazing.
Fuego.
I am a Christian. I speak Arabic. Assalamu alaikum. You have a calling. You did not answer. You better call like Tyrone.
Call.
I write like crazy, brave and bold. So I'ma kill beats from now on. I kick in the door, waving the Bible. Feet on the couch, it's my home. The son of a king. I walk in the steps. These not the shoes to try on. I woke up this morning, know that I'm rocking. Looking like homie is winning.
Hey.
I hopped in the whip, turn up the music. I hit my song on engine. I got a new team, got a new drive. You can call this the beginning. And we at the Denny's. I'm with the baddest. I pull up with baby, I'm grinning
bad.
Hey, let me just tell you, God will restore you. Just wait for a minute. This is not hearsay, I went through it. I was offended in it. God is good, I know that you know it. I'm still living with the sauce. And I know the thug, and I know Rick, but I rep the real house.
No compromise.
Dying daily.
No compromise in this thing, boy, we dying daily.
Yeah, we dying daily.
No compromise off in this thing, we dying daily.
We dying daily.
No compromise off in this thing, we dying daily.
And just in case you didn't know, I'm doing Jesus.
Yeah, hallelujah, amen. Look, Ma, I made it out the basement. Look, see, he ballin' like Will Chamberlain. High stove, cook up the dough, come and taste it. Hallelujah, amen. Rose gold chain with a praying hand. Young T, that stand for greatness, that's my alias. Zoom off in the spaceship with my aliens. From the cove, I was 13 with a proposition to cook up the stove. I could see the future, it was international, we flown. I saw lights blind and they knew all the words to my songs. I would stage dive and then I signed my name on their clothes. Mama watching from behind me backstage with my folks. I could see it vivid in my dreams and it turned to smoke. Nightmares haunting me, constantly coming for me most. Yeah, yeah. Look at Lil T from the cove. I was 16 when my first homie got murdered in the cold blood. Hold up, you'll see it's a cold world. Keep your eyes open. Devils keep approaching, provoking. Will I be next? My paranoia keep controlling. Jehovah spoken. He said young T destined for greatness. That's the chosen. Angels speak to me like Mary Joseph. They singing hallelujah. I say amen with praying. Hallelujah. Amen. Man, don't let the jersey fool you, bro, I ain't playing.
Still in high school when I signed a deal in my teens. Some tried to change my plan, but I ran full steam. I just couldn't let it go, my nicotine kind of dream. Can I get a amen? Hey, pick this up on your antenna, amen. Young P's a rookie, I guess I'm a veteran. Out here reaching for my goals, like a space jam with my aliens. Hey coach, I wanna play. Put me in the game, I feel like I'm a shadow right. Oh, 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 me no disobey. Trippin' in the kitchen, finna whip up a souffle. Hey, I might give me a trophy. Our captain's gone, but he's raining remotely. I'm sweating like a game 7, double OT. Pass it this record, I send back a praying hand emoji. Hallelujah,
hallelujah, amen. Lil' Ma, I made it out the basement. Lil' T, he ballin' like Will Chamberlain. High stove, cook up the dough, come and taste it. Hallelujah, amen. Look, my, I made it at the basement. Don't wait for my downfall, I can't land. Speed off in my spaceship with my aliens.
They stay on the plug, I don't talk it, I walk it. Running with some thugs on the block, yeah, I rock it. They show me some love, cause they know I can floss. I'm a sauce. Trigger light, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hit you with that true to life. Ay, ay, ay. My team all about that life. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, your mama all in white.
Virtual Bible study. Where'd you get it from?
No, it wasn't from virtual Bible study. No, surely it wasn't. Nope.
My favorite part was where you falsely claimed that you love Tom Hanks as an actor.
Oh, I do love Tom Hanks as an actor. I do.
But,
yeah,
but
he's really good.
But that was the opinion of the pastor that really wrote it, and then you read it as yourself.
Yeah, goodbye. All righty. Anyway, let's get into the prophetic word for today. Okay? The Father says today, you are not a bad parent. Even as I gave you power to become the Son of God, so I gave you the power to express my Father's heart, that same heart by which I love and lead you, you are a leader. You are not a failure as a parent. Because I am on the inside of you, I am the ultimate Father. You are therefore fully equipped in grace to have children and to raise those children to maturity with success and happiness in life. Refuse to allow insecurity, falsehood, or the lie of the enemy to suggest you cannot be or have not been a successful parent. You are raising champions that will excel and come to promotion in everything they put their hand to. Accept no substitute wisdom for what I have said about you. Who I am on the inside of you determines your ability to parent and not any other thing. It doesn't matter if your parents weren't perfect, forgive them and move on. Not living in the past, it doesn't matter if one or both of your parents were not in the picture. All you need to know and all you need to do is to look to my word and raise your children regardless of their age and the ways that they should go. You are never wrong to love, and you are never wrong to correct. An incorrected child is a parentless child, even if mom and dad are right there. Do not fear bringing correction, for if you love your children, you will correct them as necessary. You don't have to be perfect, you just have to be obedient. As you correct your children, I will give you rest. As you love your children, your home and your tribe will become partakers of the fountain of life that will bless them and promote them from generation to generation, says God. Amen. And this goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. Amen. Okay, 210, you are on air.
Assalamu alaikum, Kenny. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am doing well. I'm a little concerned about this sermon that you gave.
Okay.
I've heard it before. Where did it come from?
To tell you the truth, I do not know.
I think it came from my masjid. I heard the imam say how he loves Tom Hanks.
Oh.
Same
maybe your mom and I have something in common there. Because I love Tom Hanks too.
Yes. When are we supposed to do the Garza plan?
What Garza plan?
We are supposed to take a field trip. Remember?
No, I don't. So
Kenny,
we were supposed to go to Gaza?
No, we were supposed to go to Palestine.
Oh, we were supposed to go to Palestine. And when were we going to do this?
You and I are getting in the car, and we will go to Palestine.
We can't drive to Palestine.
We are going to Palestine, Texas.
Oh, Palestine, Texas. Oh, okay.
We will torch
and
the city. We will torch the city. We will kill people, and we will tell them we have taken Palestine. And they will stop the bombing in Gaza.
I don't think that'll work.
I know it will work.
You know. How do you know?
Allah has told me it will work. Are you calling Allah a liar?
No, I would never call Allah a liar.
Exactly. So when will you join me?
I guess we'll go tomorrow.
What time?
About 10 o'clock.
10 is too early.
Oh, what time do you...
Either very early in the morning. It's better to do this at dark.
It's better to do it
or
dark.
At night. What time do you go to sleep?
I usually don't go to sleep until about 4 a.m.
Okay, this is perfect. Do you have extra duct tape or those plastic fasteners? We will take hostages,
too.
No,
I don't have any duct tape or plastic fasteners.
Kenny, we must rape some of the hostages. You know this, right?
Okay. I guess. Oh, so how many are we going to take?
That depends. Kenny, do you have any weapons?
No, I don't have any weapons.
You want one of mine?
Sure. Why not? What kind you got?
I have a 38 for you.
Oh, okay, cool. 5 shot of 6.
All right. I will be at R-Dash tomorrow night at 11 o'clock.
Okay. Okay. Sounds great.
And if you need to kill any of these people that you don't like, your flock, let me know. Maybe we'll hit them on the way.
Okay.
Lord, hang up on this person.
Okay. Okay, talk to you later, buddy. Okay, 111. You're on there.
You can't leave me the fuck alone, can you?
Okay, recording of Tony Gaga. 111, you're on here.
Why did you cut that off, Ken? That was Tony Gaga.
That was a recording of Tony Gaga.
Okay, so now you're going to be going to Palestine, Texas, and you're going to be raping people?
No, not raping. Take a hot...
Shut up. You need to watch what you're saying on this on the air is what you need to do.
I'm going to report this. I'm reporting this stream.
Yeah, you know it's not gonna... Okay, so anyway.
It's kind of a long drive. You got to go up through Austin, up through Waco, and over to Palestine.
Well, I don't even know where it's at. I'm not going to Palestine, Texas. Okay? It was a joke.
Well, you lied to that Muslim. Allah will get you.
You'd have to be a real Muslim.
What, do you don't think he's a Muslim?
No, I really don't.
Well, how the hell would you possibly know?
Well, because most Muslims wouldn't talk that way.
What, with English? There's English-speaking Muslim.
That's not what I meant. Just the manner in which he speaks.
All right. Now,
another made-up
earlier,
character, another person who does an Arab voice. Lord have mercy. Doesn't take an idiot to figure that one out.
Okay. Speaking of idiots, your boyfriend about 20 minutes ago claimed that he loved Tom Hanks.
But he does like Tom Hanks in real person, and it was in the sermon. So what? What is the problem with it?
It's not about him. He's reading it like it's his words.
And anybody that knows him knows it's not. So how dumb can that be? You knew it wasn't him, right? All the callers knew it wasn't his. The people in the chat room knew it wasn't his. He knew it wasn't his, so.
But you ask him about it, and he starts tap dancing around and won't answer you directly.
He just told you he didn't know where it came from, and he didn't know what side he found it on. So how is that tap dancing? Don't know where I found
it. Didn't give a straight answer.
Don't know where it came from, and yet y'all keep asking.
Well, why, if he would just answer the question, then people would not have to continue to
ask. Maybe he doesn't want to answer the – maybe he did answer the question and said, I don't remember, I don't know. Maybe that is the answer to the question that you seek.
Yes.
Do you know why he goes on the computer every day and threatens me with anal sex and rape? Why does he do that?
Yeah, because he's as bad off as the rest of the people in the Discord chat room.
I don't ever threaten him with rape.
Well, I wouldn't know because I've never been in there, so I would have no idea.
No,
I've read some of the stuff that comes in there when Ken's on there. When Ken's on there, I've peeked up, and, you know, I've seen what he's talking about, and I see some terrible stuff being said in there.
Well, he accuses me of wanting his penis, how I beg him for it.
Do you?
Yeah, he does.
Hell
he
no.
He does, Tony. Yeah, he does.
No, he
does,
not.
He just doesn't want to admit it on the air, but he does.
Your boyfriend's an idiot.
Well, there had to,
but
you had
to
have
already
done
something,
too, but, well... Well, you had to have done something or said something to make him think that way. He just didn't decide suddenly, Johnny wants my penis.
Oh, Jesus. By the way, how vigorously were you pounding it when the Cowboys won 49-17 earlier?
I wasn't pounding it at all, but it was a good game.
Yeah, it was.
You weren't cranking one off watching Dak Prescott?
Why would I? Do most football fans sit in the stadiums and stroke themselves because they're watching football? That makes no sense whatsoever.
Cowboys,
that makes no.
You
what you're saying just make what you're saying. What you're saying just makes no sense. It really doesn't.
That reminds me of your boyfriend.
And yet you listen.
Why do they call you a gay boss hog?
Who knows? Who knows why people say what they say? And who really cares what they say? It's when they stop saying that you have to worry. Because as long as they're talking about you, they're thinking about you.
Yeah. That's true.
So if I rent a space in their head, I guess that's where I'll have to stay until they decide they're tired of thinking about me. Till then, what can I do?
Do they buy your food?
Exactly. They ain't feeding me, fucking me, or supporting me, so who cares?
Ugh, gross. Why didn't you let Ken do a show yesterday in honor of the veterans?
I don't tell Ken when to do shows and when not to do shows. I simply ask him, are you doing a show today? He either says yes or no. I don't push the subject. His show, his business.
What's your stance on the Beanie Mixes?
Beanie's a friend of Ken's. If Ken wants to play his music, well, who am I to say otherwise? Rap is not personally my thing, but if it's Ken's and Ken wants it on his show, that's up to him.
Well, it gives people headaches.
The people that are, well, if they don't listen, then they wouldn't get a headache.
That's part of the reason why this show's being boycotted.
Who knows? Who cares, really?
Why have you taken over the show?
People already know what kind of show he's got, and they still keep listening, so they must be liking something.
Yep.
They listen enough to call in and bitch about it.
Well, is he allowed to talk for himself, or have you just grabbed the phone out of his hand? Totally.
I don't have his phone in my hand. He's got his phone in his hand. I called in, Ken answered. That means I have permission to be on the air.
Yeah.
I'm a caller just
you
like y'all.
You called the 111?
I called the number to call in. I don't know if it's a 111. It's not a 111 number.
Is it that 267 number? I got a number from Grover, Washington.
No, it's the number that you call into the show, 657-383-1487. Press 1 to be connected and be put in queue. And that's what I did.
All right. So it's 210.
No, it has nothing to do with 210. The number to call into Ken's show is 657-383-1487.
Okay. Grover Washington gave me a phone number. He said that if I ever wanted to speak to you, I could call that number, but I haven't had any reason to.
Nor should you.
Okay. What? Amen. Yeah.
He's not listening.
Yes, he is. He always listens.
No, he isn't. No, he isn't, because I haven't heard from him in days on Discord. So he's not listening.
Well, he always thanks me for the shout-out, so he must listen.
Well, we'll see if it happens this time. He's not listening.
Well, you know, Ken, even if he's listening or not, at least the thought that you send out the shout-out to him.
Amen.
It's a very nice thought.
Okay.
Yeah,
let's go masturbate to CeeDee Lamb.
Well, go ahead and call us back when you're done.
You won't take my call.
He took this one.
Well, I called. I've been on hold for. I was on hold for 48 minutes.
Well, you know, that means you really wanted to be on, because I can't think of any place that I would call and wait for 48 minutes before they answered me, unless I was really hard up to talk to somebody.
Unless it was like an AIDS clinic or possibly some kind of a transvestite reunion show that you wanted to enter.
Well, since I don't have AIDS and I'm not a transvestite, I wouldn't know. I guess that's maybe more up your alley, I guess, since you know so much about it.
Nope. I've never taken a pair of oranges and inserted them into a bra. I've never put on a skin-tight skirt.
That makes two
I've
of
never
us.
Done it. Okay. Then what do you use for your fake boobs?
I certainly don't use oranges.
Okay. Lemon?
Neither.
Well, I've seen pictures, and they're strange.
You've seen pictures of my breasts. Really?
In your costume, when you're dressing as a woman, which I think is called
you can't see my breasts because they're covered.
Oh, Jesus. Don't be a
Well,
adult.
You're the one saying
you're
the one saying you saw my breasts. I mean, do you have an obsession with looking at my photos and looking at my breasts?
Yes, I just love man boobs.
Oh, well, good. See, you brought something out tonight. You've told us something about you. We've now learned something about you. You like man boobs. Cool.
Finally, you said something funny.
Oh, sorry, I wasn't trying to be. But I'm glad I could amuse you. Uh-oh, 90 seconds to the end of the show.
Yeah, well, anyway, let's take a call here, 256, you're on air.
Pastor Kent, this is Jack Forsythe. You may have seen my name in the chat room. I found the level of discussion today a bit too lewd. I was wondering if you're going to try to improve that into the future.
Yeah, sure.
Right. That sounds like you're trying to blow me off here. What? I'm legitimately saying this has been disgusting, and I think you need to change it a little bit. Do you agree, or is this the kind of show you'd like to produce?
Well, no, I agree. I try to produce a pretty good show. Okay, but
he'll blow you off.
In
he blows off the homeless.
There we go. There we go. I was just coming to my point and had to edge it off, and it's just disgusting. Disgusting.
Yep.
Okay. Thank Jack for your opinion.
This
see,
a terrible
see,
show.
A lot of people think you. A lot of people think your callers are disgusting.
Okay, that was echoing. Okay, 111, you're on here.
Well. Thank you for Scott for me.
I have a question. First of all, my family's from Palestine, Texas. You're going to go there and destroy that city? There are about 4,000 people live there.
I'm not going to Palestine, Texas, no.
Am I supposed to believe this is a joke somehow? I hear a gay guy. I see some guy was on the phone was actually a fake Mohammedan or something. How do you know he ain't a terrorist?
He's not going to do it either. He's a phony terrorist.
So when a Muslim says he's going to kill someone, then we shouldn't believe it, correct? Because Muslims apparently never kill anyone and they're not terrorists, right? Is that what you're saying?
No, that's not what I'm saying. Goodbye. 111, you're on here.
Tony Sewell has HIV.
So does your mother.
111. 411, you're on the air.
Ken.
Yeah.
Can you hear? Guess what? You and your little boy, Hawk, are going to be in hell very soon.
I vacation there and I love it.
Oh, no, you don't. You don't even know anything about it. Nope.
How do you know what I know about?
Because I never seen you down here.
Maybe you're just looking in the wrong corners of hell.
Well, I rule hell, so I'm supposed to know everything about it.
Well, obviously you don't, so sorry.
Oh, trust me, I do. And I see you like having people, like I know you had in the last show, you had someone say, oh, I'm a waste of life and I have no talent. Please. I'd rather have no talent than to be sucking off of stupid fraud pastors making crappy music. And music.
This fake voice proves you have no talent.
You
don't have to force that on us. You do not have to convince us of that. We are convinced
you
have no talent.
So you are one. So you have no room to talk about fake people.
I never said I wasn't fake.
100%. Well, that's not what I heard.
Well, what did you hear?
What was that name you used to use?
Which one? I've used several throughout my career.
Yeah, I think Sylvia was one of them.
Nope, never.
And then you pretended. Yeah, and then you pretended to have a sister in Sylvia. And
not a name I've ever used. Sorry. I guess you heard wrong. So obviously you're not an all-knowing devil.
Bert Sables. Yeah, that's another name. Bert Sables.
No, it was Berta, actually,
baby.
Not Bert. It was Berta, B-U-R-T-A, S-A-B-L-E, Berta Sable. So your point
is,
I used a fake name like a lot of people on the internet.
You actually, and Ashley is not your name. You're a guy.
Well, he could be a guy and his name could be Ashley. There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, you know, Ashley was originally a unisex name.
That's what I just said. You don't have to be a boy to have the name Ashley.
Hey, can you shut up? I'm talking to your boyfriend.
Don't ever tell me to shut up, Mister, you stupid little slut.
Oh, I pushed a button there, did I?
No. No, you didn't. I just asked you to never do that again.
Shut up. Shut up, Boss Hog. I'm talking to Ken. He used the name Alex Staples and Jimmy Pilkington and other names, so... I don't see how you're qualified to complain about if my name's fake, or if I have a fake name, or whatever. And also,
you're the one that called in and called people fake.
No, you're fake.
So I think you started this discussion.
Oh, can you shut up so I can give a shout out?
I don't remember us calling you. I think you called in.
I want to give a shout out to DC2 because I know he's listening. He's going through health issues. I hope he gets through it. And I'm going to shout out Mike Hunt. And I want to give a genuine shout out to Juan because I know he's not listening, but... I know you're not listening, Juan, but I'll give you a shout out anyways. This would say, Roll Tide! Nothing.
Okay, goodbye. All right.
Yeah.
Goodbye. All righty. Well, that's the end of the show. Say goodnight. Goodbye. Again, maybe I'll be back tomorrow.